This podcast contains explicit language.
Hey everyone, Carlos here. You'll have to excuse the hum, buzzing, and kind of ticking in the background. Mic issues, you know how it is. Enjoy!
Hello, everyone. Dave's here.
Yes, I am.
So is Carlos. Two Fat Guys Talk Games pre-E3 edition that totally isn't pre-E3. Because the first day of E3 has already happened. So, let's pretend like we've heard nothing. How excited are you for E3, Dave?
Well, in my case, I can actually say that I haven't read anything other than Halo 4 has been shown a little bit. Other than that, I haven't seen anything. So, I think that if the rumors of Nintendo actually having an online presence in their next console is going to be true and fully implemented, Nintendo could just rock this E3 and kick Sony and Microsoft's ass for the first time in years.
Well, financially, they've been kicking their ass for some time, but I just want good Nintendo games again. Now, thank you for asking me how I'm feeling about E3. I think...
You don't matter. It doesn't matter.
I'll axe kick you in the penis. I think... Please don't ask the physics of that. I think this E3, well, how do I say this? The E3s tend to be about games that I don't really care about, but that the gaming sites just go gaga over. Like, even before I saw the Microsoft press conference news this morning, I had a feeling we were going to see a lot of Kinect stuff and a lot of sports games and shit. And that kind of happened. It was a lot of using the Xbox as a non-gaming device. That was like 70% of their fucking presentation.
So it sucked.
They had some details about Gears of War Judgment, which stars Colin Baird. It's supposed to take place after Gears 3. That shadowed figure being led away.
Actually, I heard that it was a prequel.
Well, what's
completely
weird is... What's weird is it's supposed to start a prequel story, even though, like, the prologue happens after with Baird being led away in chains, presumably
yeah.
Because of what Marcus Fenix's dad told him. That's probably what's going to happen.
From what I've heard off of sites like Giant Bomb, VG247, and them is that it is a total prequel.
Giant Bomb is where I got this info from.
Hmm.
So...
You're high.
I'm totally predicting that we're going to see Gears of War Judgment and it's going to star Colin Baird at this E3. I'm also totally predicting that 70% of Microsoft's presentation is going to be non-gaming stuff you can do with the Xbox. And then the rest is going to be sports games and other games I don't really care about.
Yeah, that the games you don't care about matches a lot of games that, quite frankly, you're an idiot.
Name one game I dislike. That I'm an idiot for.
Dead Space.
Oh, Dead Space. Fucking movie. Soup Monster.
Thank you for making those sound effects. We believe it.
cheap scares based on Resident Evil things jumping out at you when you least expect them. And typical shooter gameplay. Whoop-dee-doo. Are you trying to eat your mic?
No.
Oh. Because it sounds like you're trying to eat your mic.
I was eating the mic.
Oh, okay. Good, good, good. Well, mics are high in vitamin protein. Anywho, maybe let's talk about the press conferences we haven't seen and make some predictions there. Predict Sony.
I believe Sony is going to underwhelm me very heavily. They do have a couple games coming out that could be really big. Things like Sony Brawl, but
Sasquatch,
whatever.
PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale.
Whatever. I think they're going to underwhelm us with things like PlayStation 1 games for the Vita, PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2 streaming off of that online streaming game group, so you can play your old games. And therefore give the PS3 back its PS2 compatibility that they never should have removed. We're going to get in our Gears of War game, or not Gears of War, God of War game.
So you're predicting this is all going to happen at E3.
Yeah.
all this stuff is going to get announced, including the PS2 compatibility.
Yes.
Hmm.
Other than that, I think we're going to be totally underwhelmed. Well, with that, I'm underwhelmed. Whoop-de-fucking-do.
You know, I have to say, speaking of Sony, I have to say, I think the move has kind of come and gone, and I actually am predicting that Sony is not going to focus on the move so much in their press conference. Spoiler alert, I did hear enough of it to know that PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale has Big Daddy in it, and it's also coming to the Vita, and it's totally cross-platform. They were demonstrating two people playing on a PS3 on a television, and two people playing on two separate Vitas, all in the same one game, which is pretty cool, actually. That's kind of a fighter you could do on a portable. And that it's cross-platform with the console version is pretty cool.
So, I guess if I gave a damn about the Vita.
So I'm totally predicting that that is going to be announced just now.
Okay,
I also
fine.
Think, in terms of stuff I don't know about, maybe they'll announce some compatibility stuff. I don't know. I don't see E3 being the venue that Sony announces that at. I could see it happening. It would be nice for it to happen, play some classics on my PS3 and not to have a PS2 around, which I still do. That said, I don't see E3 kind of being the platform for that. I think...
I do Sony, if it's put along the lines of Sony going with their revamping of the PlayStation Plus system.
Yeah, well, what are they revamping?
We don't know.
Oh.
That's supposed to be announced during E3. They want to get more subscribers in. So the rumor is they're going to bring in things like the streaming service as well as actual full retail games.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Now, I know they already do full retail games for download, sometimes on the same day the physical copy.
No, like free with your PlayStation Plus subscription.
Gotcha. Yeah, they'll probably announce something with the subscription for sure, but that's all I have in terms of Sony predictions. The Nintendo press conference is tomorrow, but they've already unveiled the very Xbox-looking Wii U non-screen controller. Have you seen the thing?
Yeah, which is simply a copy of the Super NES controller, which is a copy of Shut the Fuck Up.
Wait, are we talking about the same controller here?
Yes.
The one that looks like an Xbox controller?
Yes.
What do you hate about it? It looks really good.
Absolutely nothing, but all I see on the forums of people who have seen that picture so far is, oh, look at this, Nintendo's copying Xbox.
Well, whatever. Everyone's copying everybody this day and
Bingo.
Age. There was one thing Microsoft did earlier today. Oh, this was supposed to be a pre-show. That totally copies the Wii U, but maybe we'll save that for when we talk about it Friday. Maybe after the podcast is done, look up Smart Glass. It's actually pretty cool. Back to Nintendo. Their press conference is tomorrow. I predict we're going to hear about the Wii U, and we're going to see a preview for a big title. It's either going to be Smash Brothers or a Zelda.
I don't think Smash Brothers, because from the last I'd heard about 2 weeks ago, they were still looking for a developer to actually develop the game.
Well, I know that they kind of dropped the bomb on that guy who makes Smash Brothers, Sakurai, the last time there was a conference. And he was like, what, I am developing it? And I secretly wished that, I was about to say something like, killed by an earthquake before this happened, but that's terribly tactless. I don't want the guy to die. I just want him to make Kirby games and give Smash Brothers to someone else. Now, I think they may have it. Like, the last Smash Brothers had its trailer revealed at an E3, and it would be something Nintendo could do to upstage this PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale, which is slowly gaining a lot of momentum, not only in the fighting game community, but amongst gamers in general. They're really kind of digging the vibe behind it.
I'll tell you what we're not going to see, which we should see at E3.
What are we not going to see that we should see?
Well, we're not going to see E3 or ever. We're not going to see Nintendo say that our Wii games will be upconverted due to the hardware.
Yeah, probably not.
To therefore capture more of the market.
I don't know. Backwards compatibility is something I've always looked at as nice to have, but not critical. it's a nice to have feature, but separate systems are separate systems. There are a lot of things I want to shit on Nintendo for. The Wii U not being backwards compatible with the Wii is not going to be one of them.
I will take away credit for, because it's going to have backwards compatibility. It's going to. I'm going to call that right now. What I'm going to call them on is the fact that even though the hardware is more powerful, and it's been proven that with the proper hardware, you can upconvert the, or no, not upconvert, down, stop the downgrade of graphics, that they're not going to do this because they don't want to.
In all honesty, that's a non-issue to me. But you already know how I feel about graphics. They have to be functional and not obtrusive, and other than that, whatever.
I'll still take away marks.
But it's going to be playing games from a system that isn't it. I don't see how you could take it away from the system that it plays Wii games.
No, I'm not taking away from the system. I'm taking away from Nintendo for not doing it.
I'm just saying, you're asking them to do something that their system reasonably does not have to do. It does not have to play Wii games at all, let alone upconvert them and make them look better. That doesn't have to happen anywhere for those Wii games to be playable. They don't even have to be playable on the system. So I don't see how marks can be taken away for that.
That's nice.
Okay, you wanna do more than that?
Not really. I mean, ultimately, we know that Wii games are being downgraded on the Wii hardware as it is right now. I just feel that if they allowed it to actually use the Wii U's hardware to its fullest potential, they would be continuing a market that would be nice. It would be a nice thing to have in there.
How are they not continuing the market anyway? If it's backwards compatible and it plays Wii games, it plays Wii games. How is it not upgrading the polygons and smoothing the jaggies?
Okay.
Changing shit.
I'm saying for you and me. Like myself right now, I don't give a flying fuck about the Wii U. However, if they gave me the ability to have the games at those graphics, all of a sudden now, even for my Wii games, mm-hmm. I would probably look at buying the system.
Well, that's because you're shallow, Dave.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
You only look at the skin. You only look at the boobies, and you don't look at the sexy underboob like I do.
You're damn right.
And the sexy underboob of the Wii U still fails to impress me. And that's what I'm anticipating out of Nintendo. Other companies presenting include Ubisoft,
which I won't support at all.
EA,
which I have a very hard time supporting.
I think that's about it.
You pretty much got the two companies that have bought out all the rest.
Yes.
Ubisoft, I have a very hard time supporting due to their DRM, always online, disconnect for 1 second, you lose your game bullshit.
Just like Diablo 3, which you play.
Just like Diablo 3, which I play. And EA, I just have a really hard time supporting EA. They've taken so many companies that I love and just diluted them down to a algaic puddle of goo that they're now trying to take licenses from and turn them into shooters. So, fuck you, EA.
Spoonie's Ultima 9 review has been gnawing at you, hasn't it?
Ultima didn't... Like, for Spoonie, it was a game he grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much me. I grew up on games like from Bullfrog, the Syndicate series, and games along those lines. And the Syndicate shooter they released a while back, it was okay, and I'm being generous. It was okay. Definitely not the sort of game that I wanted to see. What they're doing with the XCOM series, again, it's okay, but they're toning down their promises to us. They're taking away features that we saw in the beginning that were pretty much the only thing I was really liking out of those games.
Such as?
They're pushing back their games. Okay, so let me wrap up my idea behind this. Nintendo, 2.5 boobs out of 5.
Okay.
Sony, 2 boobs. And Microsoft, 1 boob. Go!
Oh, we're rating in boobs now. I will give Microsoft a solid 0.5 boob out of 5, just because I'm privy to what they've already shown. Sony, I'm predicting they're gonna one boob me, and Nintendo, maybe one boob as well, out of 5 boobs, which is scientifically proven to be the optimal number of boobs.
Okay, go so, boobs, this has been Dave.
And this has been Carlos. Tune in Friday, June 8th, where we will have an E3 roundtable with friends, and good times will be had by all.
Hopefully without shitty mics.
Take it easy, y'all. Bye-bye.
Yay. Bye.